This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 17. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. My spirit is broken. My days are extinct. The graveyard is ready for me. Surely there are mockers about me, and my eye dwells on their provocation. Lay down a pledge for me with you. Who is there who will put up security for me? Since you have closed their hearts to understanding, therefore you will not let them triumph. He who informs against his friends to get a share of their property, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me a byword of the peoples, and I am one before whom men spit. My eye has grown dim from vexation, and all my members are like a shadow. The upright are appalled at this, and the innocent stirs himself up against the godless. Yet the righteous holds to his way, and he who has clean hands grows stronger and stronger. But you, come on again, all of you, and I shall not find a wise man among you. My days are past, my plans are broken off, the desires of my heart. They make night into day. The light, they say, is near to the darkness. If I hope for Sheol as my house, if I make my bed in darkness, if I say to the pit, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother or my sister, where then is my hope? Who will see my hope? Will it go down to the bars of Sheol? Shall we descend together into the dust? By the end of the previous chapter, the eyes of faith had caught a glimpse of spiritual reality. Job was able to see his witness in heaven, testifying on his behalf. But now he looks around at his present situation and finds himself staring into the jaws of death. This theme is pervasive in Job 17, which begins with a graveyard in verse 1, and ends in the depths of Sheol in verse 16. Job's spirit is broken, it says. He has lost his passion for life. His days are extinct, meaning they're cut short. The grave awaits him, and mockers surround him, adding to his pain and despair. Verses 1 and 2. Nevertheless, Job once again calls on God to lay down a pledge for him. To give a pledge means to take responsibility for someone else, guaranteeing their security. It may involve paying that person's debt, which can be a costly thing to do. But Job boldly appeals to God for his own security, hopeful, it seems, that a substitute might be provided to die on his behalf. Verse 3. The God who vindicates Job will also judge his disloyal friends. Verses 4 and 5. Job's plight is desperately serious. He has become a byword of the peoples. His name was already becoming proverbial for one who suffered under the wrath of God. People spit in his face. Verse 6. And his eye, the indicator of internal spirit and life, has grown dim. All his bones and muscles are fading away. He is but a shadow of his former self. Verse 7. Any genuinely righteous person would be sympathetically appalled at Job's plight, rising in his defense rather than mocking or judging him. Verses 8 and 9. So Job sarcastically challenges his friends to keep attacking him. Come on again, all of you, he says. He's confident they have no wisdom. Verse 10. Job has nothing now to lose. His best days are in the rearview mirror. He has no more plans, no more desires in his heart. Verse 11. The key issue is hope. And Job sadly struggles to find any. The word is repeated 3 times. But all he can hope for, in a paradoxical reversal of true hope, is Sheol, darkness, the pit. There is nothing left for Job but to die. Verses 12 through 16. Yet, even in the gloom, there is a ray of hope, for Job is still talking to God. Those who really have no hope fall silent in despair. Job's torment gives us a haunting anticipation of the sufferings of Jesus Christ as he goes through hell for us. Because he died paying our debt as our substitute, when the day comes for us to gaze into the terrible jaws of death, we know that our hope will not die with us and that we will rise with Jesus to eternal life. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.